The effects of the bottleneck were described in 1982 when Alin Stearman of the University of Central Florida became the first anthropologist to visit the Syrian O since Homburg. Stearman discovered that the Syrian O were 30 times more likely to be born with club feet than typical human populations. And almost all the Syrian O had unusual nicks in their earlobes, traits I noticed on the two men accompanying us. Even as the epidemics hit, Stearman learned, the group was fighting the white cattle ranchers who were taking over the region. The Bolivian military aided the incursion by hunting down the Syrian O and throwing them into what were, in effect, prison camps. Those released from confinement were forced into servitude on the ranches. The wandering people Homburg traveled with in the forest had been hiding from their abusers. At some risk to himself, Homburg tried to help them, but he never fully grasped that the people he saw as remnants from the Paleolithic age were actually the persecuted survivors of a recently shattered culture. It was as if he had come across refugees from a Nazi concentration camp and concluded that they belonged to a culture that had always been barefoot and starving. Far from being leftovers from the Stone Age, in fact, the Syrian O are probably relative newcomers to the Beni. They speak a language in the Tupi-Guarani group, one of the most important Indian language families in South America, but one not common in Bolivia. Linguistic evidence, first weighed by anthropologists in the 1970s, suggests that they arrived from the north as late as the 17th century, about the time of the first Spanish settlers and missionaries. Other evidence suggests that they may have come a few centuries earlier. Tupi-Guarani-speaking groups, possibly including the Syrian O, attacked the Inca Empire in the early 16th century. No one knows why the Syrian O moved in, but one reason may be simply that the Beni then was little populated. Not long before, the previous inhabitant society had disintegrated. To judge by nomads of the longbow, Homburg did not know of this earlier culture, the culture that built the causeways and mounds and fish weirs. He didn't see that the Syrian O were walking through a landscape that had been shaped by somebody else. A few European observers before Homburg had remarked upon the earthwork's existence, though some doubted that the causeways and forest islands were of human origin. But they did not draw systematic scholarly attention until 1961, when William Denovan came to Bolivia. Then a doctoral student, he had learned of the region's peculiar landscape during an earlier stint as a cub reporter in Peru, and thought it might make an interesting topic for his thesis. Upon arrival, he discovered that oil company geologists, the only scientists in the area, believed the Beni was thick with the remains of an unknown civilization.